This is Dr. Mejia, the Temple patient, Anil Gupta, GUPTA, Medicare Records 14-81-70, therapist 44-1972, referring physician, Dr. Sonny Anbika. Procedure performed, colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedures, biopsies, date of the procedure, June 24, 2022, indications, anemia melina, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, submucosal nodule of the sigmoid colon, most likely consistent with lipoma, next number, sigmoid colon polyp, paragraph, depth of insertion, cecum for the colonoscopy, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, complications, non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was, withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph, opera procedure, spread double temple, paragraph, finding, pharynx appear normal, paragraph, esophagus appear normal, paragraph, stomach, there's diffuse erythema in the antrum, body biopsy taken at H. pylori, paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, paragraph, colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, grade 2, period, sigmoid colon, diminutive polyp of 2 millimeters, erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paragraph. And there's also a small, about a 5 millimeter submucosal nodule, yellowish appearing, lightly consistent with lipoma, biopsies taken, paragraph. The rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, paragraph, transflexure appear normal, paragraph, transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, paragraph, ascending colon cecum appear normal, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, anti-reflux measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, high thyroid diet, next number 5 is supplementation, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.